I'm not going to ask for a show of hands. I believe each one of you have received, or each family received, the handout of what we've chose to title the present day speaking. We're going to open up to begin to discuss about just the document. Some of you are already doers of the word, not only hearers, but doers. Some of you already use this, and I'm going to do the best the Holy Spirit helps me to do to lay a little bit of foundation in regards to this. If I ask how many of you have signed up to receive this on Dave's website, if you're not aware that it's always there, then I would highly recommend that you find the location it is, and I would sign up. And you can sign up to receive the individual ones as quickly as they're transcribed. And many of you are already doing that, both here and via media. There's also a location on his website under prophecies. And I believe now we must have maybe 7 or 8 years of those things in what we call the present day speaking that are available to download. I don't know how many of you attend a service like this, and you go home and you find it on the internet, audio-wise, and you download it, and you listen to it again, and again, and again, and again. But if I was titling this or referring to this, I believe what the Holy Spirit does is He takes every voice that a mic is attached to it, and He summarizes or crystallizes the entire service into a word that He has to say. If you've noticed that, it seems like in some cases He almost interrupts the speaker. He almost says, pardon me, I have something to say. Oh, I know something that you don't know. And I want to be sure that we get the point across. So just let me say what needs to be said. There are almost always instructions. There is what is on the heart of, what is in the heart of the Father and in the mind of Christ, and He delivers that. If you take your handout and let me see where, I'd like to go to page 7. If I had my druthers, which I don't, if I had my druthers, I would turn the mic off and I would let you read this document until the next service. Unfortunately, you have to become willing and obedient like I do, because He has some things that He wants to say. If you go to the first one on page 7, no double-mindedness, a people of laser-focused. It was maybe, I'm going to guess, 4 or 5 years ago that the Lord gave Gary Carpenter an instruction, and that instruction was, whatever you speak on Sunday morning or whatever you speak on Wednesday evening, I want that same message that you spoke, I want it in Zimbabwe within 24 hours. Within 24 hours. And that is your instruction. That is my request. And incidentally, I mean business. That what I have to say to the body of Christ through the prayer center and through the messages of the prayer center is of so laser focused that I want it there as quickly as possible. He wasn't talking about the future. He was talking about the present. He was talking about, I now have liberty within the family of the prayer center to say what I once said to the world. And all I expect and all I ask from you is obedience to deliver it as quickly as possible. The Lord's expanded that a great deal, but that's later on, that's not today. But at that time, we began to press towards that mark to where it's out there available for the family, wherever they live, around the world, to receive it. Let's read this one. I have sent my spirit to drive out double-mindedness away from the midst of you. You shall be a people of laser focused, where my will flows through you as purely and clearly as the sunshine flows through a clear glass window to bring the light to a dark world. Set the captives free. No double-mindedness. The document that you have before you, I'm going to give you a few things that I believe the Holy Spirit is recommending that you do with this, and that you begin to create a lifestyle. He didn't say to the spectators, or he didn't say to anyone besides us at this present time, you must have laser focus. It does not matter, and it is of no interest to me what's going on somewhere else. It matters greatly to me what is transpiring here at the family of the prayer center. That does not in any way, shape, or form lessen the value of everything else he's doing within the world, or every other speaker, or every other anointed preacher. It does not lessen them. What he has done is began to crystallize what he has for us to do, and for us to walk, and for us to win, and not become defeated. And I want you to have laser focus. That means that every word in here that he said is part of that laser focus. Eat, sleep, drink what he has said. If you begin to read these, and if you begin to develop them, you will go from unbelief to belief. You will go from blindness to sight. You will go from deaf to ears that will hear. If you really, really embrace these, the warfare, trials, everything that each one of you are going through, the answer for the victory is within the Word of God, period. That's not something new. That's not a new revelation. And this is part of the Word. So here's one of the suggestions. I would look up scriptures. If you read this one that we just read, for you to really, really embrace it and move it from your soul to your spirit, I would recommend that you look up scriptures that verifies that as truth. It is truth. But we all know that the enemy comes immediately to kill, steal, and destroy. So if the vessel that the Lord chose to use to bring forth that word, and you do not have fellowship with them, or you don't like the way they teach or preach or whatever, that's why we don't have the vessel's name attached to it, because it's pure truth. Pure truth. I would look up scriptures. Next thing that I would do, I would develop praise and worship fellowship time over them. I don't know if you have a habit or a pattern in your life that you read the Word back to the Father or back to the Holy Spirit conversationally. You really mean that you want us to have laser focus? Isn't that wonderful? Grace. You mean you've given me grace? You've actually given me grace to have laser focus for my life? That all double-mindedness, all good intentions is available for me to walk a perfect will? No stumbling, no sidetracks. You mean that the Holy Spirit has flexed his muscles, if you would like to say it that way, and the power that is within him is now available for me to have laser focus? Wow. Next thing that I would do is I would develop statements of authority. We'll get into that a little bit more, but I would take them, and you might call them confessions. I prefer to say they're statements of authority, so that when the enemy comes and attacks, read that to him. The next thing that I would do is I would create an audio tape. Boy, that dates me, doesn't it? An audio tape. Just so you know that I'm not that far back, I would put it on my iPhone. In my voice, I would read it to myself. My voice. So that my soul recognizes that I mean business. When you read it to yourself and record it, there will be emphasis that you put on words that is not on paper. Single-mindedness, laser focus. The next thing that I would do, and if you look at the one that we just read, if you look right down below it, you see, don't stop praying the mysteries. You notice the date on No double-mindedness was April the 2nd, right? Everybody at the right place? You notice that the second one, Don't Stop Praying the Mysteries, is April the 2nd. And the number that we chose to use, the first one's A and the second one's B. And then down the page we go to April 23rd and it has an A and a B. And I believe if you turn the page, no, it just has an A and a B. That's telling us that in that service, he had more than one interruption. He had more to say. And always, and I mean always, they go one right after another, and I would read them together instead of reading them as separate. His mind had more to deliver to us than just what one would deliver to us. With that in mind, some of you, I realize that you have already done that with your personal words when you developed your blueprint. So this is sort of old hat. You most likely have taken all of your words. You've already created a present day speaking to you personally. You're already reading them. You're already meditating over them. You're already praising the Lord over them. You're already having a time of fellowship with Him around your life, not only the past, but the present and the future. You're already doing that. We're just expanding it to say you might want to consider it doing it with those things that have come forth to the family of the prayer center. You've probably already recorded your voice when He give you personal words. And you've probably created it in such a document that you can listen to it night and day, exactly what He tells us to do. If you have your Bibles, I'd like you to go to Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10, and let's start in verse 17. We're going to address just, it's almost not a thimbleful of the area of you using your authority to win. And so we're going to address authority because the Holy Spirit gave us more than one of the current words in regards to authority. And what He's looking for you and me to understand more than we've ever understood before. And it's exciting. This verse 17. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through Thy name. And He said to him, I beheld Satan as lightning falling from heaven. Behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding, in this rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Is He saying here, don't pay any attention that all of the demons were subject to you? How many of us currently can say, all the demons are subject to us? If every one of us was where He's taking each one of us, to where they will be subject to us, I guarantee you there's going to be rejoicing. There will be shouting. There will be crying. There will be praise and worship that comes out of our being that most likely has never come out to the length of time and the excitement. He's only saying that you should rejoice more that your name is written in heaven. What a thought. Verse 17 says, "Behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt you." The first word, power, there, "I give unto you power," should draw a line in your Bible and change that word to authority. The original Greek word is exousia. And the next power word is dunamis. What he has given us is absolute, complete authority to cooperate or co-labor with the Holy Spirit and use all of the Holy Spirit's power to take care of all the problems. He's given you the authority. If you don't use it, the Holy Spirit cannot do it. Go to John chapter 5. And I'll read verses 26 and 27. "For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself, and hath given him authority," exousia, "gave him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man." Jesus did not operate in dunamis except when the Holy Spirit operated through him, like you all. But he did have the authority. In one of Gary Carpenter's face-to-face, it was interesting to me that the last time that he spoke, that the Lord took him back to when the Lord gave him the face-to-face documents and said, "Gary, I gave you the way to walk in victory way back then. Way back then I gave it to you. Go back there and begin to do what I gave you." That was in 1998. I tell you, Gary's a very brave person to stand up here and tell you that. That the Lord gave him things that long ago, and he has still not walked in it to the level that he wants to. But I'll read you a prophecy, Lord willing, that'll bring us under the same level of gratefulness for the Lord's long-suffering and love and gentleness and patience with us, and that he keeps no record of wrong because he's love. And today's a new day, and there is no past. The blood's taken care of every single thing ever, ever, ever of the past. He is a father of the future, just like you have been a father or a mother to your children. There is no past. You're thinking about today, and you're thinking about what they're going to become if you're walking in his love. But part of that face-to-face document sort of completes to me the picture of the difference between communion with the Holy Spirit, with the Father, with the Son, and authority. I'll read it. "No one know and understand the difference between communion in the heart and the release of authority upon the earth. Communion between the Spirit of the living God and the Lamb's brethren is possible on a completely internal basis without the need of verbal speaking. It is not so with the release of authority. It is not so with the release of authority, with every personal word he's given you for your life. During the remainder of this dispensation, where the corporal body is required for authority, the speaking of words and the corresponding action according to instructions is required to release authority in the name of Jesus by the Spirit to restore the will of the Father to the earth. There is a difference between communion and authority. Communion is done in spirit and in soul. Authority is released through the corporal body by words and by actions, says the Spirit of grace. Never confuse the two. It is for that very reason that hope alone will not manifest results in the earth. It is for that very reason that faith is the substance of things hoped for. Faith requires believing in the heart and speaking with the mouth. No results shall be forthcoming without the speaking of word, without speaking the word of authority and corresponding action that agree with the speaking. In heaven, this is not so, but upon the earth, it is. Guilty. 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 Not as guilty as I was. Were you laughing at me or with me? It is pressing. It is pressing towards the mark. It is pressing. Okay. Let's go to your handout. And let's go to February the 19th. And let's read, yours is different than mine. Let's just read for time's sake. Let's break my own rule and not read A and B, but let's just read B. There are many things that you will receive, that once you receive them, I will use you as authority. As authority. To help others, to find and receive, whether it be the strength to press into worship with me, many others around you will receive the same strength. I don't need to see a show of hands, but how many of you, no, I do need to see a show of hands, how many of you has had a difficulty in entering in the private praise and worship? May I see your hand? That level of praise and worship that will convert your soul and bring it into order with the Word of God. The enemy is resisting like never ever before and has been ever since Pastor Dave spent the 6 hours a day for over 6 months to enter in to the first level of it. Let's go to March the 12th. Is that your next one? Oh, good. I think I found my place. Learning to accept who He has made us. He's getting ready to deposit anointings, favor, authority, into His children. If you have been obeying God and following God, He is getting ready to deposit in many people unearned authority, unearned favor, unearned anointings, and that is His right, that is His fight with His children. Learning to accept who He has made us instead of earning what we want Him to give us. Pretty strong. When He says unearned authority, He could have said, I'm going to give you more authority by My grace for you to operate in that level of authority. You have been faithful. I'm so anxious that I'm going to give you within yourself the authority to operate in a level that you're always dependent on Me. Because He says, for those of you that have been pressing in, He's ready. He's past ready. He's always been ready for us to use all the authority that He's already given us. Let's go to the next one. Trust that He is bringing something for you. There is a determination in Him today to guide us along, for us to keep going, to not pull back, not change course. It is not an urgency, but it is a determination. He's not just talking about here in Tulsa. He's talking about everywhere, because I see that again. I see those anointings, unearned authority, unearned coming to His body, prosperity unearned, for those who are ready to receive. Count me in. Count me in. You have spent so much time preparing to receive. I'm seeing all around the world, just not here. I'm just telling you what I'm seeing. Raindrops. Raindrops falling. And each raindrop holds an anointing that is going to fall on someone. Holds an authority for an area. Holds an avenue of prosperity that is unearned. Don't look at what you have. Trust that He is bringing something for you. He really wants you to become a great receiver of the authority that He has available for you to win. He wants you to begin to expect it. You don't have to be concerned about making a mistake, because the Holy Spirit only anoints your authority that is the will of the Father. Because what you have is the authority, and He is co-laboring with you and waiting to release His power to accomplish the Father's will. And He is saying, I'm going to bring this authority. You already have it as a seed. You already received it as a seed when you received Christ. But I'm wanting you to know the way I'm thinking, the way I'm thinking, my laser focus is now is the season to give you the authority to defeat the enemy in everything that you're struggling with right at this moment. And I would say primarily since the first of the year. Let me read one more. Let me go to I'm here, you are not alone, March the 12th. In your times of struggle, in your times of fight, those are the moments I desire intimacy with you so I can tell you I am here. The struggles that each one of you are going through, and I'm going to say around the world, I've never received the number of emails, the number of texts from people that are going through struggles. It's almost like we were on a playground playing, and all of a sudden we were found worthy or accountable or accepted of the Lord, that He is saying, I'm now going to prepare you for war. And the enemy knows that. The only victory, or the only way to the victory, is through His Word and through what He has said. It's the only way. And you're counted worthy. You're in the fight. You qualify for victory, incidentally. You know, there's... let me see if I can explain it this way. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against powers. We wrestle against principalities. And we wrestle against rulers of darkness. Three levels. Did I say it right? Was that the only three? You were once here wrestling with rulers of darkness. And let's say it was a ruler of darkness that had depression or destructioning of reasoning or feeling lonely or feeling isolated. Rulers of darkness. And you defeated them all by doing the message. Really, you defeated them all by having fellowship with the Lord, with the Father, with the Holy Spirit. You defeated them all. Then all of a sudden you get a promotion and you took care of the rulers of darkness. But now you come up against the principalities. The principalities have the same powers of loneliness. When the enemy distributed, he just didn't give loneliness to rulers of darkness. You've stepped up to the plate and you're now in a battle with powers, not yet, principalities. So he's brought a new level of loneliness, discouragement, weariness in well-doing, and you will win over every one of them identically the way you have won every other battle, and that's through Christ. That's through fellowship with Him. That's through everything that you have already been taught. You already have a foundation in you, but it is a fight. You've been counted worthy. When we get past this, we will become that type of vessel for revival. You know, you can go over here, and if you meet someone and you're praying with someone and they're under rulers of darkness and you've already won, it's an easy win, is it not? You can bring them out of it. I mean, you can set them free. He's wanting us to go from here to here to here so that whole cities, he says, whole cities at one time will have to recognize that it's God. Not that it's they recognize that it's you or that it's Dave or whoever. It'll be so revolutionary in the revival that we're pressing towards, that whole cities. He's told us that. He's told us that. I said one thing about the handout that might be good that you read it back to the Lord. It would really might be good also that you read it back to the devil. This is who I am. And this is my future. And this is your future. This is your future. I want to show you my future. In times of struggle, in your times of fight, these are the moments I desire intimacy with you so I can tell you I'm here. So I can whisper in your ear, you are not alone. You never will be alone. You never have been alone. You are not alone. You are not going through this alone. It is my desire to walk with you, to be with you, to fellowship with you. This is God Almighty saying, please, pretty please with sugar on it. Pretty please, please, don't be alone in this. Don't be alone in this. You are not alone. You are not alone. You are not alone. With that, I'm going to read one thing and we will finish for the day. I want you to know that this word that I'm about to read came April the 20th, 1989. It's older than some of you in this room. But we all know that when a word is given, like your handout, it never dies. It is ever living. Ever living. Always being fulfilled from the mind of the Father, the will of the Father. It is always being fulfilled. And someday, we will know like He knows how He is able to say that it will and is being filled. And every place I send a word, I stay by it to perform it. April 20th, 1989. He's talking about everybody that's listening to me. Everybody that's here. There's no exceptions. He's talking about you. Oh, I'm going to go over. Let me find one. Go to your page. It's February the 2nd. Page 4. Top of the page. Are you ready? This is just an extra bite of your favorite dessert. This is just extra. Sometimes you feel the little things are little things. The little requests that He makes of us, we think they are little. The Lord would say that if you only knew the power in obeying those little things, if you only knew the transformation that happens in obedience to the little things, they are not little to Him. They are mighty. Just, if you need to close your eyes, close your eyes. But if you don't, that's fine. Think of something little this week that he asked you to do? Something little. Something that has almost no value to anybody else. I had a friend. I'll tell you my life. I had a friend who sent me an email from one of his friends overseas that had a dream. And that dream was about me, or I was in it. Little to him. The person that received it here felt as though he was supposed to send a copy to me. Said, I just received this. It came the moment that I needed it. It was not a second late. It was a complete confirmation as to where we are and where we're headed. In heaven, I don't know what type of reward that individual is going to receive. But I promise you that that little thing was part of his transformation and part of my transformation. The little thing. Okay. April 20th, 1989. For I desire to reach out with my hand in this area, but because I was limited, I could not. But oh, my children, for he that carries the good news, if you will employ these principles, you cannot be stopped. You cannot be stopped. Stand steadfast in the liberty wherewith I have made you free, and enforce the power of the Holy Spirit within you, that I can release it through you, says the Spirit of grace. For many things I desire to do, many things I desire to have take place. Stand content, little ones. Exercise your authority and come before me with boldness and supplication, wielding the two-edged sword. In great authority, I will set you forth, and unbelief you will divorce. For great things your eyes shall see. Release my glory, release me, and I will move mighty, says the Spirit of grace, and there will be no building in Tulsa that will not inhabit my grace. For those who will hear, says the Spirit of grace, I am preparing their hearts. That's you, every one of you. I am preparing their hearts for an army I need. Great warfare. I need you, see, and will dress themselves in the armor and take the aggressive weapon of the sword. I need those who speak my thoughts, who will say my words. I need those who will go to the forefront of the battle and wield the two-edged sword with all supplication and prayer in the Spirit. You see, for I will equip you and send you into the enemy's camps, and you will take the aggressive weapon of the sword and drive him back, and revival will come. I desire to take your authority and speak my words through you and wield that two-edged sword. I desire you to build the intimate relationship with me in your spirit, says the Spirit of grace. And possession of the promised land will replace your cares. For when you rise up and be strong in my spirit and listen for the objectives that I will place in there, you see, everything that is dead, every dry limb will be purged along the wayside as you hold to your objective, that is to enter in to all of me. So stand fast in this, in what is working in your spirit, for I'm gathering people together who will strengthen each other, you see, for they will carry each other along the path. When one gets weak, the rest will pick him up and they will march along. That's called family. That's called family. For truly great things are coming. Great things are coming, says the Spirit of grace. It is a fine hour, so shake yourselves. Anoint yourselves with oil and wash your face and prepare for the battle. The apostle will journey in that day into me, and he will lay hold of truths that have been perverted. He will bring them back to you, you see. And as he interrogates the fullness of the covenant of this last hour, the things that are not true will be purged and will result in power. Already, I'm preparing and separating a people to me who are not strangers to afflictions, nor tests and trials. They have offered their body as a living sacrifice. There is nothing that the God of this world can do. For I will have a people, says the Spirit of grace, before the move of my Spirit is through. You will hear cries of agony and screams throughout the land, even as you heard it begin, as I bring judgment for sin. I am purging a fine line, and I will turn people up in my spirit. No longer will they give up in the heat of the battle, nor be drawn to the left or to the right by the flesh. Laser focus. I'm preparing these people to be strong for battle, for I have recruited them into the boot camp with me. I'm taking them through a season of intensity, and when I loose them, you will know the old from the new, for they will come on the scene in my power, and I will mark an heir that will bring the end. So I invite you, little children, come on in, for there's no obstacle too great that the Holy Spirit cannot lead and purge you through. My hand is on your life for victory. Trust me, when I am done, I will see you through. I desire to make more than people who will walk before me, but I desire to make conquerors that I can work through these to victory. So draw yourself aside and think it not strange the fiery trials to try you. Know this, I will have a people who flow in my spirit as gold. I will have a spirit in these people by which the world will know that they are of me, because I will purge them to my peace and my love, and they will have the answer that the world looks for. There is no obstacle so great that I will not give you my Holy Spirit. He will empower you to storm the gate. No, not disease. No, not poverty. No, none of these things will be able to stop you, for I will show you with true gifts are as they work in your heart to fulfill your place in the body. I will bring you through. I will bring you through. For I have delivered to every one of you the grace to be what you are and the measure of faith to build you up to fulfill what I have separated you to. No. There is no excuse. Only your flesh will stop you. Have I not given you power, authority over all of the power of the enemy, that he may by no means can hurt you? Be bold, stand forth, raise your objectives, and pursue the mortification of your flesh by the power of my Holy Spirit. I will lead you in to drink deep of the rivers of the living water, and you will thirst no more. See you in 20 minutes.